Hey, what's up, my peeps? This is Jeff Stoltz. I'm a believer in recovery from drug addiction. I'm also a business owner, an actor, a father, a husband, recovery leader, pastor, and president of Broken Chains. I've got to give you a warning. I'm unashamedly willing to be real and to talk about real life. This is our podcast, and it's off the chain. Hey, what's up, y'all? Well, this is Jeff Stoltz, and we are coming to you from the Palatial Hampton Inn and Suites in Selma, North Carolina. And I'm here with my buddy Jim Labriola, and we have been having a blast tonight. We've been at a recovery rally. We've been laughing. We've been crying. Man, we've been mostly laughing, right?
We laughed, and then we cried, and we cried because we laughed. And I've been up about 38 hours right now, about 16,000 miles. And I just want to say it's an honor, Jeff, to be here with you. And I've had an incredible time. I couldn't think of a better way. I'm coming up to 33 years, as you know, in sobriety. And I couldn't think of a better way to get close to that than what I experienced tonight with you, man. It was just...
Jim, it was great, man. You got up there, man. You made us laugh. You were transparent. You told us about some things in your childhood, man. And I tell you, that's powerful stuff, you know, because people, you can tell them all you want when they know it's coming from a place of experience, yeah. Man. That's how you touch lives, bro. And, you know, and you, I think you had just the right mixture of laughter and sincerity, man. It was just a blast. You did a great job, man.
It was just an honor to, you know, I met you in Nashville, a place called The Bridge Ministry,
which they
do every Tuesday with Candy Christmas. And then I heard you speak and I was blown away. And I just said, no, that guy didn't come here for food. Nah, not that guy. That's that. And we met. I met you and your lovely wife and was instant bond. And here I am now. I'm in North Carolina.
That's great. Well, you know, God's timing is everything. And, yeah. And it's so incredible that, yeah, I mean, that was a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And you know, things just worked out. We had this big recovery rally up here at Temple Baptist Church tonight. And my buddy John Eklund, who's one of the national directors for Sober Recovery, said, hey, Jeff, you know, I know you're this movie star, you know, I can't help it. I'm the star.
Oh, that's
I'm sorry.
You. I'm sorry, man.
But he knew that I knew other stars.
There you go. You're right.
So he said, hey, could you reach out to one of your movie star buddies and get him to come to our recovery rally? And I said, boom, the light came on. Wow. Jim Labriola.
And I, Jeff, I can't, you know, God bless you, man. Just as a part, you're where it's at for me. You're the real deal. You paid the price. You know, a lot of people talk from the head or this and that. You lived it. It comes from the gut. That's the kind of guys we are. We're street guys.
That's
man.
Right.
If it ain't here, if I got to think about it or write, it's from the gut, man. And people can see that. People know if it's from here or here, from the heart, you know. And tonight, when it's the Jesus Christ show and not the Jim Labriola show, always turns out good. You know, like tonight, I haven't done something like this in a long time, and it was what it was supposed to be.
Well, it was great. I mean, I can tell you one thing, though. We're glad you kept the hat on because, you know, you look a little rough up there. I mean, truth and love, right, bro?
It looks like a chia pet now. I got wavy here. It's waving goodbye. How you doing?
I love it.
You know, just to... The fellowship that you have, which is Broken Chains.
Broken Chains Motorcycle. Yeah.
Just that thing's going to just spread and spread and spread.
Well, it's great.
I pray
you know
that
what?
In Jesus' name, man.
I tell That's you just... what, Jim, just a couple of months ago, there were a couple of us at what they call a Sober Recovery Summit in Murfreesboro, wow. Tennessee. And we were just asking each other, what do you think about maybe having a motorcycle club with, and you know, everybody was saying, yeah, maybe. So that was less than 2 months ago, you know.
Wow.
We have 90 members in 10 states now already. You know, we got guys here tonight from four states rode people from all the way from Chicago, Illinois, rode their motorcycles down for
tonight,
this recovery
man.
Rally.
Tonight,
yeah,
I
we
have
people from Atlanta, Georgia, from Richmond, Virginia, from all over the state of North Carolina, man. It's just incredible, you know. And it's it's funny for me in my life, you know, because in my recovery, Christianity, all that stuff, I'm not a real churchy guy. You know, I love the Lord, but I like, you know, I live in the real world too. But I've been a biker my whole life, you know, 35 years, man. I've been riding motorcycles, but I got saved and I got sober. And I kind of associated all that bad behavior with being a biker. Yeah. So I kind of put it behind me, man. I put it behind me. I got real religious for a little while. I was judging folks and telling them they shouldn't watch this, do that. Man, I went way off the other end. But recently, you know, I lost my mother back in May.
Sorry about that.
And
buddy.
I appreciate that. But, you know, God used that. I bought this new motorcycle. I hadn't been riding these last few years because I just thought that, you know, I just associated with bad behavior. But so my mother died. I was trying to fill that gap, you know, with something. And I bought this new motorcycle. And, man, God just turned the light on and reminded me it's okay to be a biker. It's okay to be a biker. Just got to do it for his glory. So, you know, we can do whatever we have a passion about. I mean, you're a comedian, man. You have fun. You're a blast, man. And you can do that for his glory. That's you know, just incredible.
It's interesting because when I first got saved, I used to go to a lot of celebrity golf tournaments back in, you know, all through the 90s. And one of them, my favorite, was Alice Cooper's out in Phoenix, celebrity golf tournament. And I didn't realize then, but Alice Cooper is a Christian.
That's awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, big time Christian, man. And when people come and all, you know, you always get a book. I always wonder why I gave you like a little book with
some
Christian stuff.
Welcome to my nightmare. Yeah, you know.
But interesting was when I got saved, I was so confused. What do? Do I not do that? And I sat, and his wife is phenomenal. Alice's wife used to be a dancer. And we were sitting for like an hour. She was talking to me about, don't worry, you can still be you. She goes, how hard do you think it was for Alice to be Alice? You know, and his story is, all his story's got to, he don't need a testimony. He just goes, hi, I'm Alice Cooper, I'm a Christian. Good night.
You got
the story. But the point was, she helped me so much to realize you're right. Doesn't mean you're not a biker no more. Now, you're a sober biker. You're a Christian biker.
Yeah.
I'm a sober comedian. I'm a, you know, you could do anything you want. You just don't do those things anymore.
That's right, man. And I still have lots of fun, man. In fact, I have more fun today than I've ever had in my whole life. It's people think I'm not quite right. So, isn't that right, Jay? Oh, that's right, Jake.
Jay's got a lot of talent. A lot of talent. The guy that does this show, you know what I mean? It's easy for us, but the guy in the background, he's a good guy. I don't like him personally, but the guy is phenomenally talented.
Well, that smell, really that I love smell, Jay, you get used to that smell after a while.
Yeah, it's good,
We've been together a while.
There's seagulls flying around them. That's kind of scary. But it's a new thing out, Jay. It's called soap. But Jay felt the same thing. Hey, look, I used to smell before I was a Christian. I want to smell like a Christian.
That's right. And it's okay. As long as you smell for God's glory.
That's it, man. So, you know, you just follow the seagulls and there's Jay.
It's all good.
that's become a Jay roast. I love it.
So, man, I know you're kind of transitioning. You're moving out of Nashville. You're kind of getting away from Nashville. Is that okay to talk about?
We're thinking of headed out probably Phoenix or maybe even back to L.A. Gotcha. Mainly for my wife's health. She has fibromyalgia, really bad.
Gotcha.
It's gotten bad. It's caused depression and things. So if anything, I'll ask all your listeners and all out there is please, please, please pray for my wife's health.
Absolutely.
For healing 100% for my wife spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically for her. She really suffers a lot with it.
You know, bro.
But, what I was saying about Alice and stuff, I mean, I've had so many incredible people in my life and my journey that you meet. That are, one of them is Governor Huckabee.
How exciting.
I got to meet him, man, because I was doing these tours. I would go out with the Tea Party Express as a comedian. I'm not political, but I was clean and I can do them in a park. And I did 20,000 people in Boston with Sarah Palin. So I got to the agent I was with, we had the same agent. They booked me on his show, I don't know, over three, four years ago. And I didn't know he was a fan of my comedy. And as they say, the rest is history. I got such a great response in his show, and I just campaigned with him in Iowa. I can't say Iowa, that little joint over there. But why I bring him up, he's been a blessing in my life. He is such an incredible man and Christian. I'm like honored to be his friend. He invites me and my wife over his house all the time.
That's awesome.
He would have been such an incredible president, man, because what you see is what you get. He's phenomenal personality and sense of humor. I mean, he's got a great sense of humor, you know? I mean, but, you know, it's people like him that God puts in my life and people like you. I just admire what you're doing. You know, a lot of people do this and talk. Like you said, I'm not churchy too much too, man. You know, you know, to me, the old church a lot was like AA meetings, kind of, you know?
Oh,
people
People
gathered together and they did stuff and they helped people. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you're doing. The guys I met tonight and the girls, I had, we did that video tonight. I couldn't tell you, man. It was more fun. I had so much fun with all of them. We were just cracking. You know what I mean? Jay, once you get past the smell and stuff, it was good. But he's so good at what he does. But, you know, it's... I just love you, man.
Well, you know, next time we get together, we're going to have some more time, man, because we can produce some really killer videos, man. We're going to have some fun.
I love these.
You know, I'm like a creative genius. I can't help it. And so, you know, this stuff just comes out.
Jay, but, man, look at this. One of the singles just passed away.
Yeah. See, Jay gets confused because just because I'm the visionary. He doesn't, you know, he feels like I'm trying to take away his creativity. And he's talented, but, you know, I mean, I'm the smart one.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I feel the same way with me. I mean, you know, my ego gets to my show 10 minutes before I get there. Just
that's right.
Just kind of looks around, checks it out, see who's there. Nah, I'm not ready yet. Let's see if...
Well, you don't see God created us that way, right? That's exactly. What I tell them. They say, man, who do you think you are? Well, God gave me a big ego, so it's okay to have a big
ego.
That's
why I love the Bible. I didn't know how to read the Bible. When I got, what am I saved now, 13, 14 years? I remember I never read the Bible. You open it. I had a guy come over. I actually asked him in a church to teach me how to read it. It said John, right? Paul. I was like, where's Ringo? I thought it was about the Beatles. I don't know what they're talking about, you know? And then you learn all these things and Moses, you know?
I heard him.
Does he still play Vegas?
Well, last time I checked. Jack, could you check on that for us?
But you know, it's only two seagulls left. I think the soap's working. Anyway, to make a short story longer, that's what I love about God, though. He is all wackadoo people.
That's
right. You know? Like, people don't realize Moses was a stutterer. Could you that's a fact. Imagine using a stutterer to free the whole... Imagine that conversation one day. He's like, God, what? Talking to me? Imagine a stutterer goes over to the Pharaoh. Hey, you. You talking to me? Yeah, you. You better let my... You better let my... See, what did he say? Let his puppet go? Get his brother. I can't understand a word. But, you know, that's what God used, man. The little Jewish guy there. What is it? David fought an 18-foot giant.
That's right.
Think about that, right?
That's
imagine
right.
That.
Hey, well, it's crazy. I can't believe, you know, I mean, got here. I was a homeless drug addict, man.
It's hard to believe.
President of motorcycle gangs. I mean, I'm covered up with tattoos. I'm not quite right in the head. And God could use me to come out and do this ministry stuff. And, you know, we got one of my buddies right over here, man, who's laying on the bed, Luther. Well, I didn't mean to say, can we say laying on the bed on the podcast, Jay?
Well, it's like the old sitcom. He's got one foot on the floor. That's okay. He's got one foot on the floor.
Well, you know, Luther told me, I met Luther through Sober Recovery. You know, anonymity's out the window now. But so I met Luther, and he saw the video of me preaching under the bridge this last year. You weren't there
year.
And he said, Jeff, he said, that really touched me. In fact, he shared it on Facebook again, or touched me this week that he would do that. And he said, really touched his life. And so I look at a guy like Luther, man, got it together, man.
Luther's a great guy.
He's a great
boring,
guy.
Though. Well, I've been with him an hour.
Most guys that have it together are very boring.
Yeah, I think Luther died in 1989. No one told him yet.
Right.
So we'll have the wake Wednesday. We'll have the wake Wednesday for Luther.
But I can't. But God would use a guy like me to touch his life. Doesn't he make sense, man?
You know. When I think of it like tonight, no matter what show I do, whether it's Vegas, anything, nothing compares, I say this from my heart, than tonight. When you can get up there and make people truly laugh and have a clean and have a good time with kids in there, and then you can just touch their heart with your testimony and know what they're feeling. Been there, done that. To me, it's the greatest greatest gift in the world. And that's what I love about God, is he'll use, no matter how bad your life, the worst thing you could have done to somebody or that was done to you, God will take that and make that the greatest gift you ever had in your life. He'll turn that around. It's like one drunk helping another drunk.
That's right.
Or a rape victim, God forbid, can understand another rape. You know what I mean? He'll take that. And you know, we just can't do it alone. That's what I want to tell people out there. You know, you gotta, God moves mountains, but bring a shovel. You got to do the work,
that's right,
man.
That's exactly right.
You got to do, and that's what you're doing. Like I said, a lot of people talk, they get filled up Sunday, they twirl around, woohoo, I feel wonderful, and then they do nothing for 6 days. They live for the high Sunday, and they do nothing with it.
That's right.
And that's what, you know, it's the six other days out there.
That's that faith without works. You know, faith without works is dead.
It's dead.
That's, I think, I heard it said one time, it's like having a fan, you know, and plugging it into the socket. If it's plugged in, you can't stop the fan from turning.
Exactly.
And that's what happened, you know, with a guy like me. I got plugged in.
Right.
And I got to do something, man. I got to do it. And glory to God. You know what I mean?
Well, you're doing such that, like how the fellowship works too, you know, sponsoring people. You have to give it away to keep it.
That's right.
But it's, you know, get together, because the bonds you'll make here, like you have with your friends, guys I know over 30 years, they live, you know, one of my closest friends, I could say his name, Mike Greaves, an ex-biker. He was a bouncer in New York in a biker bar. So you know the world.
That's,
you got to,
right,
be a pretty bad dude to be, that's, a bouncer, right, in a biker bar.
In New York.
Exactly. Thank you. But you know what? He's a man today, and he's a Christian, and he's actually Jewish. But a lot of Jewish kids used to go to Catholic school. They would send him because it was better,
gotcha,
system. And that's in his act. He goes, and here's the result. He got the pats and everything, you know. He goes, and this is the result. But, you know, guys like him, bikers, anything, God used the jackass in the Bible. You know, people, ooh, just say jackass. It's a donkey.
Can we say jackass on the radio, Jay?
Yeah, of course you can. It's
Jay's a jackass.
That's what I'm saying. No, three more seagulls just joined the other two. But, you know, but you can't, and God will use anybody as long as you're open to him. Keep busy. Don't hold it in. If you need help, get help. Listen, if I need shoes, I don't go to the butcher. Okay? So if you're suffering depression, you've been molested, anything, whatever you suffer, sexual addictions, go to those places and get help where you feel safe. That you go, because you have to watch when you talk about mental illness too. You know, I was sober a long time. Like I said, I'm coming up 33 years, and I realized there was a rage I had and my family had. Not anger, rage, uncontrollable, and it was getting worse. It almost cost me my marriage, and I had to seek help for that. And like somebody told me one time, some people need eyeglasses to see better. Because I thought, well, I can't. You know, God will take everything, zap my head. No, but God made people to make medicine.
That's right.
And go to the professionals, because some people mean well, but they, oh, no, you can't do that. Oh, no, that's not spirit. That's not. Listen, man, I've known guys that have told guys they shouldn't take stuff in recovery, and somebody killed themselves.
Yeah.
Because they got off their meds.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So just go get help. Get friends.
That's
Don't
right.
be alone, man. Get people. Join clubs like you got. If you're a biker, join the
Broken Chains,
man. Go out there. If you're a mobster, call me at 332-370-0637. If an old lady answers, hang up and call back in about 10 minutes.
Well, Celebrate Recovery, which is a fellowship, a ministry that I'm a part of, they just started a mental health initiative this year.
Wow, man.
Because it's such a big deal.
We have so many of us in this country, man. It's sad.
Don't even realize that we have mental health issues,
exactly,
and that a lot of times led us to our addiction. Keep us in our addiction, you know. It's
so
a lot of times
sad.
Our addiction is how we're trying to medicate that mental illness.
It's
that we're
so sad,
with.
Man. Because I remember when Prozac came out 25 years.
Yeah.
You know, they did it for everything. Oh man, you took a Prozac, you got to change your date.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just I changed my date, but no, God forbid. But you know, you just, mental illness is so, it's so, so far behind this country. It's sick. You know, you break your arm or something, you go to the doctor, hospital, they fix it right
That's
away.
Right.
You feel like offing yourself, or you want to kill someone. You're so angry. You know, well, you can't try to get a psychiatrist. Well, I can get you in about 4 to 6 weeks. Well, if it's emergency, just go to the emergency room. So I'm supposed to go in there and say, listen, I feel like killing myself. I feel like killing people. So it's on record now and I lose my job. Because it's sometimes I'm not going to act that out, but it's there.
That's
you're
right.
so rageful. You're so depressed. You don't feel comfortable walking into an emergency room doing that. You know what I mean? You're not going to get the right care. We're
That's
so
right.
behind in that. It's sad, man. It's because I remember when I needed a psychiatrist, I was so going into a dark place. One was like, well, I'll get you in 4 weeks. Finally, one psychiatrist, praise God for this guy in Florida. I was living there. He got me in, man. Got me in right away. Said, if you're feeling that bad right now, get in here now.
Wow.
And that I looked up to God, you know, thank you for somebody like that, because it's scary.
That's right.
It's scary, man. And some people, you know, they go to church and they, like I said, they live off the emotions and all, but they're not taking care of.
Yeah.
What's really going on underneath there? You
well,
know
that's
that.
Why we're trying to address that issue, yeah. you know, with the recovery ministry I'm a part of. And Celebrate Recovery, man, it's an awesome place to for me and for a lot of my friends and a lot of people.
I keep hearing this about this, like where I did my thing tonight. You guys meet like what, once a week?
Every week.
And you get like 200 people.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
That's incredible.
You know, it's
incredible.
It's in 29,000 churches around the country.
Wow.
You know, it's also in, I think, about 14 different languages around the world. And it's just blown up. In fact, John Baker, who's the founder of Sober Recovery, he just had a meeting at the White House yesterday. Was it yesterday, Jay? Yeah.
Wow.
So he just had a meeting at the White House yesterday. And so he's the associate pastor of Saddleback Church under Rick Warren out in California.
I met him a while ago somewhere in California. I met him. I got to talk to him a little bit. Seemed like a nice guy. Now, when I feel bad, you said John was just at the White House. They wanted to take Jay with him in there to film, but they don't allow birds. In there, so I know that. I'm sorry about that, Jay.
The reason we love to pick on Jay is because he has no microphone,
exactly.
And so it's makes
no
it
soap.
Easy.
That's, and no,
and
soap.
No soap. That's right.
And no soap.
So what? So there's no way to fire back. So we appreciate that about you, Jay.
Jay, how you doing, man? Go back to sleep with the other guy laying here.
Where'd he go? I can't see him. Oh, he's just short.
There he is. I gotta tell you, man. You know, Jeff, this has just been. I don't know, man. I'd love to do this every week, man.
Well, we'll have to talk about that, man.
Yeah, we got
to
do it, man.
I'm just glad you came, man. I mean, it was a phenomenal night. We had Unspoken played. Great, great Christian
great
band.
Great group, man.
You know, and then you came and just tied it all up, man. And it was just
great. They were great, too. Even when they opened up and they... Took him 43 minutes to
introduce
get to
the
that.
Band. Yeah.
Next time I want to tell him, listen, this is what you do. This is Johnny on the guitar, Freddie on the drums, Tony on the horn, and that's it. All right, how you doing? Buy the CDs.
Well, I think they might have been writing a new song or something. You know, who knows? Those artists are funny. Oh, wait, yeah. We're artists, aren't we?
Yeah, the guy was doing four jokes. I'm like, I didn't get on there yet. All right, relax. I'll come up there and I'll play a mandolin.
I'll
play you right off that stage with my mandolin.
I was wondering if you were going to come up and sing.
Yeah, I was going to play a mandolin.
Oh, man.
I tell you, man, people, wow, I just feel, I might seem tired today because I flew in early this morning. I had to drive 2 hours. Yeah, it's been a long day, and then I got to get up early in the morning, but... I just want people out there, man. If you're hurt, look at this, man. This guy's a bike guy. I used to be. If I got caught for the things I did, I'd be still serving time.
I understand that.
I mean, I'd still be serving time.
I'm with
through
you,
God's
bro.
Grace, man.
What about the convicts that picked you up at the airport?
Oh,
they
my
should be
God,
serving
man.
Time.
This guy, yeah, I got two guys. Got to pick you up at the airport. Text me a picture so I know it's you. Well, okay, next thing I know, they're two convicts. The guy, yeah, how you doing? I'm Freddie the knife, Noe the nose. The one guy, I just, you know what was great about that ride? I know how to make a shank now out of a paper towel. That was nice. Know,
I thought I downloaded the Uber app. It was the Goober app.
The Goober.
And so we sent a couple of Goobers out to you. You know, I don't know. That's not life.
That
isn't
was nice.
A
the guy also showed me what you can do with a claw hammer. Five different things I realized you can do with it. I didn't know about.
Fantastic.
It's great. Good Christian guy.
Well, that was Luther's girlfriend that sent those over.
Is Luther still up?
Shout out for Tina.
When's the wake? The wake's Wednesday, Luther.
Luther's over there in bed with my wife.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just relaxing and watching us. But
yeah. Okay.
That didn't even sound right.
No, that
didn't
sound good. Cut! Cut! But I'll tell you what, man. This is like, here we are, here tonight, just two dudes.
That's right.
I can't even, the things I can't even think about it. From I'm like in a zone tonight. Think about what God has done.
That's awesome, man.
How do you?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, divine appointments too. You know, I mean, because I feel like we're gonna have a lifelong friendship, man.
100%.
God's gonna use us together to do some things, man. We're gonna have some fun. We have some laughs. We're gonna make some videos. We do some podcasts. We're gonna minister to people.
How do you explain tonight? How much laughing? I mean, guys willing to stay up late too. All your friends and come there and shoot the video and then, but have fun. But then have a message. That, you know what we did tonight? If it saves or changes one life, it was all worth it. It's like tonight. I'm responsible for the effort, not the outcome.
That's right. That's right.
The outcome's always God's.
That's always on Him. That's right.
I just got to show up.
Did you notice, Luther and Gary were over there ministering to a homeless man in the gas station parking lot while we were over there, you know, doing our filming?
Yeah, I kind of feel bad. They were over there with him, hell of, and I borrowed $2 from the guy. But that's folks, a little tip. If you know, you get a little nervous, you walk down the block, there's a couple of homeless people, ask them for money. Trust them off. They don't know what they're thinking. They're thinking, you get out of there.
I love it.
But
So you got to fly out early tomorrow.
It's so funny how, you know, how God's got a sense of humor, man. I didn't want to miss this for nothing. So I come here, and then tomorrow morning, I got to fly to Sonoma, California for a race out there, and I'm doing a show in a winery.
So you're from the recovery rally to the winery.
To a winery tomorrow. Tell me that ain't funny, man. I got a sense of humor.
That's right. That's awesome, man.
But what was beautiful about tonight that nothing compares, and I mean that sincerely, and it's the making them laugh and then just saying the truth, and then I can't put it. You know, man. Jeff,
you know, one of the things we say at Sober Recovery, it's okay to not be okay. So, you know, it's okay to be transparent. It's okay to say I've hurt. I've been hurt. I'm hurting now. It's okay to say I'm screwed up, man. I got problems. It's okay because you know what? We all got problems. We're all screwed up.
Exactly. And the apostles that hung out with him. I'm better than you. No, you're not better. I'm better than that. I mean, they hung with the Lord. See, that's what. Why you have to be moving forward in life. Because, you know what used to get me mad when I was a kid? I watched the Ten Commandments when Moses goes there. And, I mean, the water alone would have got me.
The stutterer.
Man. Yeah, the stutterer. Moses, hey, follow this guy. You know what? Now you know why the Jews wandered the desert for 40 years. They got this guy following. Where do we go now, Moses? I don't know. Make it. What did he say? Left or right? What did he just say? But... but you know what? These people, I'm like that. I just get mad at the Jews because God did all this for them, and they still turned on him every 3 days. You think if I saw the sea open, I go, all right, you got me, God. But they were like, that's nice. It's great.
What are you going to do today?
I'm hungry. Where's the pizza? Who's getting the pizza? Domino's delivered back then, too. So, and then you get the manna, this manna stuff that it's supposed to be like unbelievable. Honey, it's like, forget it. It's like linguine and clam sauce every day. Falling out of the sky. And then like anything else. Getting tired. You got any mustard for this? Got you. And then they get so, after a while, he does all this stuff for them. Then when he's gone, they make another god. They get all crazy. And they want to go back to Egypt. And that's what I got to watch in my life because
that's
sometimes
what we do. That's exactly what
we
do. We
want to run back because they we were slaves, but
we're
at least every day.
All the stuff we have that God does for us, all the blessings and everything. We always want
a
little bit more or a little something or to go right back to our crap.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right.
And I always think of that story. And I used to get mad at them. But then I think of my life, what he's done. And then I get upset, like, man, look, I got to stand in line here. These stupid people. Meanwhile, in Russia, 6 hours in cold for toilet paper.
Yeah.
People are in the Middle East, man. They're crucifying Christians, chopping kids off and raping and pillaging. And we're so spoiled here in this country. High class. It's sad. It's almost sad. The only country, we won't eat. People are starving all over. Nah, I'm not eating. I had a great last week.
I went down to Haiti And I saw that. In fact, I went to Haiti, and one of the guys who went with us was a colonel from the military.
Wow.
And he was telling me, he kept saying, well, Jeff, you know, the crazy part is this is how most of the world lives.
I know.
The way we live isn't normal. No. You know, and no. I was just blown away. It's the first time I ever saw poverty like that. And the thing that, like you said, that we would whine or complain about.
Everybody should go on a mission trip once a year. You'd kiss the ground in this country.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our worst people that live in this country live better than most people in the world.
Oh, yeah.
I got 3 showers in my house. I have 1 6 years. I haven't even used it yet. Well, I haven't even used it yet.
Yeah. Oh,
Jay, you're more than welcome.
Gracious. Well, man, we're having a great time. You know, yeah. I hate the evening's coming to an end, but we've still got 1 hour drive back to your hotel, man.
Yeah, then I got to get up early.
And those convicts are already in for the night. So, the rehab locks the door at like 11.
Yeah, that was nice. So. 2 convicts picking me up. That's great. And then I left my all my black socks home, and I got white socks on.
I had to hold the bikers back because they said, this guy with the white socks is too much.
30 bikers, I'm sitting with white socks. They're looking at me and they're going, I don't know what's going on over here. Something ain't right with this guy.
Well, let me just, you know what? I didn't tell any of our listeners tonight. Yeah. I mean, you're Jim Labriola. You spent 6 seasons on Home Improvement with Tim Allen and the crew.
Benny Baroni in the hardware store. I was always with the guys. I was a stupid friend. Benny, always known for eating donuts, too.
Your character is me in real life.
Yeah, well, mine, too. They used to call me One Take Jim. I swallowed the donuts. It was all over. But that was a gift in life. Sober through the whole thing.
That's awesome, man.
Drove a lot of people home drunk not me drunk. I drove them drunk. So I was like the designated driver on the show. And then, you know, did a little part in the movie, The Santa Claus, the first one, good one. Done some other movies, too, with him, Joe Somebody. Traveled all over this country, all over the world, basically. I've been to Iraq for the troops and done so much. And my biggest night as a comedian was last December 10th. I actually performed in Carnegie Hall.
I remember reading about that. Yeah,
and that was like, and so many of my sober buds came out. I looked down the first row, and there they all were, man. They bought those tickets first, and those tickets were like $155, whatever. And there they were. And then I had my close buds in the dressing room with me, you know, and that was what made the whole thing with my sober guys and
That's
all that.
Awesome,
and
man.
It's still hard to believe that if I never did it again, what a great heart.
Well, next time you do it, I want an invitation.
No, not going to happen.
I won't bring Jay.
You sure?
I'm sure.
All right. But no, I'm kidding. Jay's great. Jay's like the brother I never wanted. Hey, Jay, one word, scope.
No, turn around. Jim, it's been great to have you, man.
It's been an honor to be here tonight. I love
it.
We
gotta do this again soon, man.
100%. What about tomorrow afternoon? What do you know?
Tomorrow afternoon, let's do it.
In California.
I'll come with you.
Let's go.
What the heck?
Let's do it. Hey, guys and girls out there, please follow my brother. He's the best. He's the real deal. And I love you, Jeff.
Glory to God. I love you, Jim.
And you know what? He's got an incredible wife, man. Your wife is an honor, incredible angel. That's why you're so good, because you got the best with you over there, man.
I appreciate that. I do. The gift from God, because I don't deserve none of it.
They deserve a lot more than we got. You got an incredible angel with you, man.
That's right. Well, thanks again, man. And we're going to go pack it up and get you over to your hotel so you got an early morning.
Let's do it.
I love you, bro.
Love
thanks,
you too,
man.
Bro.
God bless you.
Good night, Lloyd.
See y'all later. Peace out.